This is from the old school, new school.
Late to listen to the program. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be discussing a couple of important issues. One of them is the G20 summit that took place last week in Pittsburgh. We did not really hear much about it because it was overshadowed by the meeting of the General Assembly of the United Nations. Well, the United Nations meeting where Colonel Muammar Gaddafi was probably the star of that meeting, and what he said was probably overshadowed everything else that took place that week, including the meeting of the General Assembly in the United Nations. Well, the G20 meeting was extremely important last week, which you probably did not hear much about, but it was a meeting to inaugurate the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to be the next world central bank. We'll talk about this when we come back, and many, many more important issues. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We welcome all those who are listening to us on Skype and joining us in our Skype chat room. And also on Facebook, we appreciate all the new friends that we made on Facebook. You can actually, would love to add you as a friend on Facebook. Just search my name, Hisham Tilawi, in English, and you will get to my account on Facebook and send me an add request. I will be more than happy to add you. And by the way, tell all your friends, because Facebook is really beginning to be a gives you the world wide open and exposes you to a lot new friends, new ideas, and a lot of people that you can interact with. But we have a lot to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, from the idea of the United States not being, or the dollar actually not being, the world currency as it is now. And that was probably most likely the purpose of the G20 summit that took place last week in Pittsburgh. Also today on the program, new revelations, which Mark Glenn is going to tell us more about it, which is, you know, there's new information out there that Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, may have Jewish past. And but the main thing, the main topic of today, after we discuss all these topics that we just talked about, will be, and I want everyone to listen to this question, do you think what happened to the USSR, the old Soviet Union, the breaking up of the Soviet Union, do you think it will ever happen to the United States? Think about that and call us. Tell us if you think it could happen or no chance in hell. Let's jump into the Ahmadinejad story. Mark Glenn, what is this story and why now?
Well, I guess we can't trust him because he secretly is he's Jewish, according to the Telegraph of London, that his family actually, where they were Iranian Jews and they had converted to Islam, and at that point they changed their name to Ahmadinejad. And so now you understand the implications of this, of course, Hashem. If Ahmadinejad is Jewish, then that means everybody who is against him is an anti-Semite.
Well, I mean, that's if that's what they want to bring, I mean, that's not really an implication. That's something good for him. Maybe he'll be protected now. Maybe what he's saying.
That's right. In fact, if they were to bomb Iran, if Israel were to bomb Iran or the United States to bomb Iran, it would be, given the fact that he is the president, then it would be an act of anti-Semitism since he is Jewish. I mean, isn't that how it works?
This is bizarre. This is actually bizarre.
I mean, that includes Frank from West Virginia, who calls Ahmadinejad the big-nosed Iranian. I mean, they are making fun of these Jewish caricatures, right? I mean, think about it. You know, all of the stuff from Nazi Germany, they would draw the Jews with the big noses and the distorted features, the bushy eyebrows, and all of those cartoons that have appeared in the New York Times and all of these other pro-Zionist outlets in the United States where they depicted him in these very anti-Semitic, stereotypic caricatures. This is pure anti-Semitism.
Well, but you know what, Mark? I mean, this is, you know, the Daily Telegraph is not, I mean, it's a reputable newspaper. And I'm sure the Daily Telegraph is not going to bring news that is not true. And the possibility of Ahmadinejad had Jewish past, that is not surprising. And it is not surprising to find many, many people in the Middle East and in Persia whose past was Jewish. You know, as we always stress, that most Jews lived in that area thousands of years ago. And there has been new changes from Christianity to Islam. And many people, many of those Jews had converted to Christianity and became Christians. And when the new religion of Islam, actually it's not really a new religion, it's a continuation of the old religions or old religions, people have converted throughout history. So, I mean, it's not a derogatory matter, and it is not something bad for someone to be accused. As a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, if this turns out to be true, this is good for what Ahmadinejad is doing as far as the Holocaust is going. You know, no one can say, look, you're anti-Semite, because if he, and now, number one, you know, being Persian and being from the middle, from that part of the world, he is a Semite. He's a Semitic person. But if in fact turns out to be that he had Jewish past, then he's definitely a Semite. Maybe this will introduce the other topic that you're, you know, very, very good at introducing, actually, which is the Holocaust. What does this do with the Holocaust and accusing Ahmadinejad, denial of the Holocaust, and being anti-Semite?
Well, of course, the implication is, first of all, for the Jews of today, who, by and large, as we know, don't have they don't even have an eyelash worth of Semitism in them. They came from Europe. They came from Russia. They came from Poland. This is one of the reasons why the region has been trying to spit them out for 60 years, because they don't belong there, okay? But for these European Jews to accuse Ahmadinejad, who we now know is definitely Semitic since his family was Jewish, to accuse him of being an anti-Semite and all of the rest, what this goes back to, as usual, is this thing that they call themselves chutzpah. You see, it's nerve. It's always broaching the boundaries of what is rational or what is proper or whatever. So you are exactly right. This is great, finding out that he's Jewish, because it makes
he did have your Jewish past. Yeah.
I mean, you know how it works, Hashem. If I were to find out that I had, 500 years ago, that somebody in my lineage had brushed up against someone who was Jewish, and it could be traced through my mother, well, that would give me the right to go back to Israel and kick the inhabitants out there and claim that I have the right to this because of the fact that I'm Jewish, right? So, I mean, honestly, what this means is that if Ahmadinejad really wanted to, he could actually move to Israel and set up a shop there.
Now, the question is, with this new information, I mean, now, Ahmadinejad's actions going to be questioned more and more. I mean, I see this revelation as actually working against Ahmadinejad, because now you're going to have the Arabs saying, whoa, wait a minute, this charade between Iran and Israel is just a charade that these people are conspiring against us, both of them, because this man turned out to be Jewish. And then within his own party in Iran, you know, being Jewish is not really that popular now in Iran. So having that past, now people are going to look at him as being suspicious. This revelation does not put Ahmadinejad in a good position, neither in Iran nor in the Arab world. This is very dangerous for Ahmadinejad.
No, I disagree. I think that it has put Israel in a very bad corner. You notice that her official spokesman refused to even talk about this subject. They won't even begin to discuss it. Okay, so now I think it puts Israel in a bad corner, because now she can't accuse him of being an anti-Semite. She can't accuse him of being a Jew hater, since he's one of them. Now, I guess they could accuse him of being a self-hating Jew. But I think it puts Israel in a bad light, or at least a bad corner, a difficult corner. We'll put it that way, a difficult corner.
It is. It's very difficult, and I'm not really sure if this is good for him. And I'm sure he probably knew that a long time ago, and probably knew that one day it's going to probably explode. I mean, does this probably explain all of his statements about Israel, that he's trying to actually distance himself from anything Jewish and say, hey, look, I'm against everything Israel? What do you think?
No, I disagree. I think that, it puts Israel in a very difficult position, because now she has to totally reword her argument. Before, it was that he was an anti-Semite and he was a Jew hater, and now they have to come up with a new excuse as to why he shouldn't be believed. You see?
Very good. We will be right back to continue with this and many, many more. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can listen to us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to be part of the program. If you have any questions or comments about any of the topics that we have discussed today, or we will be discussing very soon. We're going to continue with this subject that we talked about. Before we go, before we continue with this, I mentioned that, you know, Persians being Semite, as a matter of fact, someone corrected me, and rightfully so. You see, a Semitic people are those people who, the true definition of a Semite is those people who spoke one of the Semitic languages, which is Arabic, Hebrew, Syriac, Aramaic, and there's probably a couple of more. But that is the true definition of a Semite. Now, of course, the Jews of Europe picked up that definition, and anyone who very much, even though they're not Semites, you know, if you want to take the definition of the Semitic people being like one stock of people, or the definition of it being derived from the languages, the Semitic languages, the Jews of Europe will not fit in any of these definitions, but yet they were able to muster a great weapons of mass destruction and distraction by using the term Semitic as relating to themselves. And anyone who's criticizing them or criticizing Israel is, of course, an anti-Semite, and it is punishable by law in many, many countries around the world. Again, the number is 800-313-9443, and we're going to go back to Mark Glynn, who's going to expand on exactly what does this all mean. And also, Iran just said that they have another nuclear plan, and actually Al-Baradei today was in Iran to inspect or to talk to them about this new installations. Mark, what's going on with that new installation?
Yeah, my point is we have to look at this thing. I mean, look, the story came out in the Telegraph today, okay? Now, Iran has always played the propaganda game in this whole contest very carefully. I mean, you can tell that these are long-range thinkers, long-range planners. Now, the entire thing that has taken place over the course of the last 4 or 5 years has been an exercise in showing Iran, as at least from the Iranian point of view, as being very reasonable, very rational. You don't have Ahmadinejad slamming his shoe down on the podium of the UN. You don't have him saying, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you, like Netanyahu did last week. He's very soft-spoken, very reasonable. He's not erratic, okay? Now, this latest thing, this story coming out in the Telegraph, and remember, the Telegraph is what we would consider left of center when it comes to the Palestinian-Israeli issue, okay? I mean, I think out of most Western papers, they are one of the better ones as far as covering the Palestinian issue. So this story coming out when it is, meaning right now, after this thing that took place about a week ago where Iran came forward and admitted, and it's, I shouldn't use the word admitted, but rather disclosed as she was required to do by law according to the terms of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, disclosed that she's got another plant that is going to be coming online. She did this deliberately at a time when Israel refuses to sign the NPT, refuses to disclose anything that she's legally required to do in terms of her nuclear ambitions. So this thing coming out as it is right now with Ahmadinejad having this these Jewish roots, this is part of the painting of this picture that I'm talking about as far as what picture Iran and, more importantly, the countries who are behind her are trying to do. They are trying to paint Iran as the rational player in all of this and as the United States and Israel as the irrational players. So going back, I guess, to the question that you originally asked before the break, is this hurting Iran or helping Iran? I think that it is helping. I think it is part of this strategy to neutralize everything that the American-Israeli cabal, for lack of a better word, is trying to paint about Iran. So not only are they following the rules according to the NPT, you have Al-Baradei and all of these other people, including the United States intelligence community, saying Iran is not building nuclear weapons. And then to top it all off, Ahmadinejad is Jewish.
Right. But you know what? I mean, you know, Iran building a nuclear weapon, it's amazing that we have – I was watching Fox. I really wasn't watching Fox. I was watching a clip that someone sent me on YouTube about a Fox interview. And it's amazing the Fox network, how they are playing – this whole thing with the nuclear power with Iran. I mean, the anchorman was, they were talking about with Judge, what's his name, that Napolitano or something like that? Yeah. Well, we'll continue with this after the break because it's very important of what you are seeing on TV and what the reality of thing is. We'll talk about this when we come back, and we do welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, 30 minutes already gone out of the program, and extremely important subjects we're going to be discussing. Mark, what I was saying is I was watching this thing with Judge Napolitano. I'm probably not saying his name right. But the anchormen were more Israelis than anything else. They were saying, well, what about if they make one bomb? Are we going to wait until they make the bomb and hit it, fire it at Israel before we do something? You know, it's like, wait a minute. Iran does not have a bomb. If and when Iran gets a bomb, they will be stupid to use it on Israel. Yet these anchormen pushing the fear factor, just like they pushed the fear factor before the United States went and attacked Iraq. And now they want to push the same factor so they can drag us into attacking Iran or maybe joining in the fight. Now, number one, Israel has probably for sure 200 bombs, nuclear bombs, probably 400 bombs or more, according to Vanunu, Mordechai Vanunu. If Iran gets the bomb, Iran will not be the first country in the world to get the bomb. Many countries have the bomb. As if they are saying Muslims wouldn't know what to do with the bomb. But yet, the Western powers, one of them that already used the bomb, one of them that's already using uranium, even though using weapons not as massive as the bombs that the United States had used on Japan, but they're using it every day. This depleted uranium is nothing but little nuclear bombs that is actually killing people and will continue to kill people for hundreds or maybe thousands of years to come without even having to go to war. Just the effect of this depleted uranium on the world is going to take probably billions of years before it's actually cleaned out. But forget about that issue. Let's come back to the issue of what are we to do with Iran? Even if Iran does have the bomb, or if Iran is actually working on the bomb, are we going to go and attack a country just because somebody tells us that, oh, they're going to have a bomb and they're going to use it on Israel? But really, ladies and gentlemen, what is exactly going on in the United States? What is exactly going on? Are we, which is going to actually bring us into the new topic that we are going to introduce here, which is, do you think that what took place with the old Soviet Union, is it possible that it might take place right here in the United States? Could it be, or can you fathom the idea that a breakup of the United States is possible? Well, this is what actually, if you really think about it, the United States is not as strong as it was before it went and attacked Iraq. So it brings us to, why did we go and attack Iraq? Besides the fact that it was good for Israel, that the only beneficiary out of the breaking up and destruction of Saddam Hussein regime is actually Israel. That is, it is not good for the United States because it dragged us down the drain. We were falling, but we fell hard after we went and attacked Iraq. We fell hard economically. Our reputation has been ruined by the world. Look what happened to us yesterday. Look what happened to us in Geneva yesterday when even President Obama, the President of the United States, his wife, Oprah, Richard Daley, the mayor of Chicago, they went there and pleaded their case in front of the world's body to have the Olympics come to the United States. But the world said no. As a matter of fact, the United States, Chicago, got the least number of votes. Rio de Janeiro got the number one spot, and it was something like 70 votes for Rio de Janeiro. Chicago got like 17 votes. Do you think this would have happened to us if we did not go and attack Iraq? No, of course not. But what reputation do we have left in the world for us to go and tell the world, hey, bring your athletes to us, bring your world events to us? The world told us, go to hell. Miserably. Even when it's for the first time we have a United States president going to the Olympic Committee and pleading the United States case that, hey, we're good, come back to us. The world told us, no, you're not. So this is a disaster for the United States. The economic conditions in the United States is a much bigger disaster. Now, what broke up the Soviet Union? What really broke or was the cause of the breaking up of the Soviet Union? The main thing, now remember, the Soviet Union was ruled by one party, which is technically, it should not have been broken up because it was only one party that had ruled over the Soviet Union for decades, but yet it was broken up. Mainly because of perestroika, Glasnost? It's all economics, which is the same thing that we are facing right now, is economics. We have many states, ladies and gentlemen, that cannot actually afford their state budget. They cannot meet their state obligations, which means other states that are even having a harder time in actually meeting their obligations are going to probably be looking within themselves and saying, we probably better off being alone. It's a dangerous thought, I understand. But you also have to look at history. You have to look at the reality of things. Are we who we were 100 years ago? Are we who we were 200 years ago? Are we with the same ideas of what America is all about? The Constitution is still the same, but are we the same people? Is it working for everybody? Demographically, are we the same? And I say not. Because if you take the southern, eastern states, mainly Florida, which is an extremely important state, it's probably South American. If you take California and the western states, you will see it's probably more Oriental, Chinese, a lot of Hispanics. Don't forget where California came from. Look at the South. I think you see the point that demographically speaking, we are setting ourselves up for the big fall. Now, some experts out there, they think that the United States will be broken up into six different regions. You have the northeastern region, which will be the more educated states, mainly the 13 colonies, which where we started. So they're probably going to go back into being the 13 colonies with a lot more education and probably the centers of power, centers of money. You're going to have the western states, which is the California, Washington, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have the central states, which is like the Illinois, the Ohio's, the North Dakotas, the South Dakotas, et cetera. And then you have the South with Texas. Now, don't forget that Texas already has an independent movement going on. Yes, is it a gleam picture? It is, but should it go that way? Now, of course, you know, all of us will want to say, well, no, we need to stop this. But how we are going to stop it when we have been trapped, when we have been trapped with being the slave for a little state called Israel to reduce our effectiveness in the world, to reduce our strength in the world, to do what Israel wants us to do, to weaken us so it will go up and become a superpower. Now remember, each neighborhood has a bully. Right now, the Western neighborhood has the United States as a bully, but that effect and that power is being challenged. It's being challenged from within. It's being challenged from without. It's being challenged by the Europeans. That power that the United States once mustered in the Western world is no longer there. Now, who's benefiting? Israel is getting stronger. Israel is getting more powerful. Is Israel the new bully on the block that is waiting to basically push the older bully out? Because remember, everybody's talking about Israel being a Western country, the only Western country in the Middle East. All other Western countries are mainly in Europe. We have a couple of them in North America, the United States and Canada. And then we got one in Australia. Do you see the picture? Is it possible? Is it possible that the United States would actually be broken up into these different states or these different regions? Is it possible that this could happen? Well, economically speaking, the G20, apparently, other forces in the world are working for exactly doing that. The G20 that took place, the meeting that took place last week, right here in the United States in Pittsburgh, they are setting the International Monetary Fund to be the new central bank for the world. The United States is no longer in position, the dollar is no longer in position to actually handle trade in the world. Right now it is. It's the world currency. But it's causing lots of problems to many, many people in the world. They want a different currency. And that different currency is going to be issued by the International Monetary Fund, effectively canceling the strength of the dollar, which something, by the way, we talked about many, many years ago, and we said the war that we will lose and lose miserably is the economic war. We did say years ago that the dollar is being devalued, and very soon the dollar will be devalued to half of its value. It's only a matter of time before the dollar is no longer the currency that the world is using. It is going to be the International Monetary Fund issuing a new currency for the world to use. A global currency, a global central bank, if you would like to call it. Now, the new monetary that the universe is going to be using, mainly it's called SDR, which is special drawing rights. Now, every country, depending on its strength, will be able to use their special drawing rights, or SDRs, which will eventually replace the dollar on the world economy. Mark Glenn, I know you're shocked and you're probably sitting saying, what in the world is going on?
No. This is something actually you and I discussed years ago when we first started getting to know each other. And you had written an article, I think it was called David and Goliath. I think that was the title of it, where you actually introduced this idea that what is actually going on is that Israel, and keep in mind, this actually goes perfectly along with the whole clean break doctrine that we have discussed, which is that Israel wants to shake off, I hate to use that phrase because that's the exact phrase the Palestinians use to in fighting for their freedom, but Israel wants to be independent of the United States. So, yes, as hard as that is for people to believe, the current regime in Israel drafted a paper about 13 years ago where they called for Israel eventually separating itself from the United States and becoming independent. And if you, as you pointed out, Hashem, if your plans are to be the top dog in the pack, that means you've got to knock down the top dog. And the top dog is the United States. And what better way to destroy a country's economy and infrastructure than to get it involved in a never-ending string of wars with 1.5 billion people?
Well, it's scary, and is it too late for us? Well, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm sure people are basically listening with their mouths open, eyes open wide, and in shock.
Well, I think, first of all, the idea that the country would break up into regions who have common interests, that's just normal. That is what happens. I mean, this isn't, we're not talking about wild-eyed conspiracy theories here. If today something happened to Washington, D.C., and our centralized system or our central government was knocked out, this is exactly what would happen. Idaho would go back to being Idaho, Louisiana would go back to being Louisiana, and then they would start looking for friends, and they would form confederacies. They would retain their individual sovereignty, which was the plan originally under the Constitution.
Now remember, Mark, the states are sovereign states.
Well, they're supposed to be, but they're not.
Well, but they are. They are. By, you know, according to the Constitutions, it is a United States of America. Each country, each state is an individual little country on its own, sovereign state. We'll be right back right after the break. And don't forget, we have another hour coming up.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 9/11 is definitely a lie, and we should be demanding very quickly, maybe it would prevent us from going to war with anyone else if we would just find the answer to what happened on 9/11. Because I truly believe that 9/11 is a lie. And we should be demanding an independent, underline, independent investigation. If an independent investigation comes back and says, you know what? What the 9/11 Commission results, what they came up with, is true, then we will say, okay, but let it be independent, though. We don't want to go through another investigation of John Kennedy, remember? They investigated and they said, well, it was only one shooter, and then they investigated again, I think late 70s, early 80s. I believe it was, what, the Warren Commission that did that, and then they came back. It was a congressional commission. Then they came back and said it was a lone shooter. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. Well, of course, you and I and everybody else in the world knows that they're lying. It was more than one shooter. And now we ask him for another investigation of 9/11 because we know it was a lie. 9/11 was a lie. Our government lied to us. There are so many about 9/11 that George Bush hid from the people. It took him 2 years to even say, okay, we'll have an investigation. 3,000 Americans dead, and it takes him 2 years to investigate. And now we are having a repeat of very much the same thing. You know, we're still in Afghanistan. 8 years later, we're still in Afghanistan. And we have no clue of where we're going. We're still in Iraq. There's no democracy in the Middle East. Everything, the objective of the war that George Bush had told us, it's all a lie. Maybe we can bring George Bush to justice too. You know, in other countries, they put these people on trial. And I think that's what we need to do. What did he know? What did he stop? What does he know about 9/11 that he's not telling us? Before we go and engage in another war for Israel, before we go and dragged, you know, we only have like one stroke left. And that's going to be the last stroke if we do. So I think you owe it to yourself and to your children and to the future of this country, if actually it does have a future, to ask for an independent investigation. We have another hour coming. We still have another hour. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
With recent